A normal school day doesn't usually include much possibility for outdoor adventure, but an Anchorage summer school program is getting Alaska Native students out rafting, hiking, and exploring the natural world near the city. The week-long course is designed to give middle and high schoolers experiences, new writing skills, and a chance to connect with their culture. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Before today, Anita Flores had only seen a glacier on TV. She's lived in Alaska her whole life, but most of that time was on the Aleutian Island village of Sand Point. Now she's getting her first up-close view of one of Alaska's great natural wonders. It's a cloudy day, and the ice on the Byron Glacier is almost fluorescent with color.
It's weird. I never thought they were going to be blue.
But the goal today is not just to see a glacier.
It hasn't felt snow for a while.
Teacher and naturalist Glenn Oliver wants the students to find the only living creature that can thrive in its frigid depths, an ice worm. He leads them across a wide deposit of snow at the base of the glacier.
So where should we be looking?
Well, this looks like one right here, but it's not. But it's going to be about that big. This little tiny black looks like an earthworm.
Besides ice worm hunting, this week's agenda includes hiking and even river rafting. Oliver is the kind of teacher who thinks kids should get out and experience the world and challenge themselves in the process.
So one of the kids said, you know, I want to see a bear. I said, well, you might, you know, don't wish for things that might come true, you know. But I thought, well, we will. We'll go down to Rainbow, we'll hike to McHugh, and maybe we'll see a bear. So we counted the number of bear scats on the trail. And the previous week, we'd seen one. And the other day, we saw 28 on that trail.
Each day, the students write about their experiences, bear scat tallies and all, in journals. In general, the high schoolers don't seem to relish this part of the program. But junior Nathan Walter Thompson says his writing is improving. The subject is straightforward.
Well, just about the day, like what we did, what animals we saw, how I feel about it.
The program is voluntary, and each student has their own reason for signing up. For Thompson, the appeal was simple.
I just wanted to get out of my house, get off my butt.
Besides getting students off the couch, teacher Glenn Oliver hopes the activities helps them make new connections, whether that means bonding with someone from a different high school or a different culture.
We've got, you know, Chickasaw Indians and, you know, Aleuts and Tlingits and Eskimos, and they among themselves can talk about how different their cultures are and how they are different among themselves.
Another group leader, Amber Thomas, says the relaxed atmosphere gives students the opportunity to open up about their backgrounds.
It seems like by the time they get to high school, there's a dominant group that's kind of being the main voice for why they should hide their identity. And so giving them that avenue, saying, you know, as leaders, we're Native and this is where we're from, and not being ashamed of it at all, kind of gives them the opportunity.
Thomas grew up in Barrow. She now lives in Anchorage and works as a counselor at Bagish Middle School. She can relate to students like Anita Flores, who miss aspects of life in the villages they come from.
Well, me, I tend to ask them, like, what kinds of foods, like, just walking down there, hearing about, you know, she said pickled fish. I've never had that. And fish pie, coming from Sandpoint, but she actually lives in Anchorage now, and how she's missing that food. Just letting them talk about it and not someone saying, ew, gross, because that's what I hated when I would talk about my native food.
Back on the snow, the students search for ice worms, but only come up with a springtail snow flea. Then teacher Glenn Oliver makes a discovery. The remains of a small animal laid out on the snow.
You know, maybe it is a marmot.
I was going to say a marmot.
Can you see how dark that fur is? And I've got that woodchuck in the room there. And woodchucks and marmots are
related.
Look at
those little paws.
Maybe I'll carry this. We'll get
taste
a bag
it.
and toss it in. You have an empty bag in there?
I do.
Like a fiery bag? And actually, let me go up and get the rest of it. We'll get the rib bones in the bag.
That's pretty cool.
Oliver picks the carcass up with a few sticks and drops it in a gallon-sized Ziploc. He'll help the students identify it back in the classroom.
What happened to it?
Well, that would be a good question.
Just another memorable experience to record in their journals. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.